Beeching is the senior lecturer in clinical infectious diseases with Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. He's with us now. First of all, Dr. Nick, your reaction first to this fantastic news yesterday.
Yeah, good morning. It is fantastic news, and we're all looking forward to arrival of the vaccine, and actually the vaccines. So although the Pfizer one has been approved first, there are at least two others in process of hopefully being approved. So there may be alternatives very soon. So it's all good news.
And about 95% protection rate against COVID. Is that fit for you? You know, good enough? Is it high enough?
That's awesome. Not just good enough. So that's up there with the best vaccines. And it's fair to say it's way beyond what most of us believed would be possible earlier this year. And what's nice is that that's been shown by at least two of the vaccines. And the Oxford vaccine is certainly above 70%, if not more. So it seems that all the coronavirus vaccines we know about so far are very effective.
Now, we know from your role, Dr. Nick, that you're part of the team, that you're a senior lecturer at the Clinical Infectious Diseases. Remind us about the school's involvement with the vaccine. What's the latest?
Well, the school has been very successful in enrolling people for different vaccine studies, which are ongoing. And that's been a major effort, and we're very proud to have done that. And we're also very pleased that so many people in Merseyside have volunteered. Clearly, there were lots of healthcare worker volunteers because we all believe in it, even though it was a bit of an unknown to start with. But the fact that we've been able to get so many other people from Merseyside is fantastic. So it's not just a school effort. I think it's a Merseyside effort.
And again, it's just a win-win situation with the mass testing still ongoing. This has brought down COVID numbers. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think it's the way forward. We've always known that the best way to control any epidemic infection is to identify people, including those that don't have any symptoms and don't know they're infectious, and isolate them. It's not always very popular, but it is the way to do it. And it was fantastic that Liverpool was included in that big study. We had the army here facilitating it. And it demonstrated nearly 1,000 people were picked up as being infectious but having no symptoms and could then be isolated. And that has undoubtedly helped bring the rates down in Liverpool and is a model really for the rest of the UK if it can be rolled out. So I think it's wonderful that we did that. And I applaud the mayor for his brave stance in actually pushing for a harder lockdown at the beginning, however hard that is, because I'm sure that helped things as well.
And would you do anything different, Dr. Nick, you know, in reflection? What advice would you give for the rest of the country?
Well, I think we're in a very good news story phase at the moment. The vaccine's here, but it's going to take time. If you think we've got to immunise, there's 65 million people in the UK, somewhere around that, and getting two doses of vaccine a month apart into people is going to be a big exercise. So it's not going to happen overnight. And until that happens, I'm afraid we still have to be very careful. We have to remember that there were nearly 450 deaths a day last week on average. There's still roughly 15,000 new cases a day. And we still have to look out for each other and take sensible precautions, even over the Christmas period. So a little bit of a dampener and sort of bursting people's Christmas bubble a little bit. I think it would have been better if we'd been able to do all these things a bit earlier, but that's history. I think we need to look forward, learn from those lessons, and just keep things damped down until we can get everybody immunised.
Now, a question to ask for your opinion on the uptake. You know, some people not trusting it, some saying, you know, it contains microchips and they can alter your DNA. Do you think people will go down, some people in that belief, to not trust it and think, no, I'm not having it?
Yeah, unfortunately, there are a substantial number of people who have believed a lot of misinformation about vaccines in general, and there's a lot of nonsense out there about this vaccine. And to be fair, it's very difficult for people to disentangle fact from fiction, especially the fictions that can be promoted on
Well, what's a fiction
media.
You've heard, Dr. Nick? Give us some of the myths.
Well, the fictions, I mean, you've seen it. They're injecting you with microchips or nanotechnology so that Bill Gates can keep an eye on you. It's going to alter your DNA. Those are some things. It's got something to do with radio waves and telephones. This is all complete nonsense. There's no reason why Bill Gates would want to do any of that stuff, but he couldn't do it if he tried. So I think all of this is completely nonsensical and doesn't make sense scientifically. It is true it's a new vaccine, and we, you know, there have been extensive studies on safety so far, and there will be ongoing safety studies. So it is a new vaccine, and we don't know about some possible long-term side effects, but all of these vaccines have been monitored very carefully. And I would be along there with, perhaps not with Matt Hancock, but I'm along there hoping to get the vaccine as soon as possible.
And maybe not on the telly. What about the news that we've, again, that the breakfast team here this morning, we learned something. We spoke earlier to the chair of the BMA GP committee before it, and he said that we'll need to get the vaccine twice. Will there be enough?
Yes, I think Britain has done well. They've pre-ordered huge amounts of vaccine from six different suppliers. They have options. So the Pfizer vaccine, we have a large amount coming. They have ordered some extra of the Moderna vaccine, which is a very similar one. That's the American one. And, of course, they have pre-orders for large amounts of the Oxford vaccine and for three other ones. So actually, Britain is very well placed. We hope that there aren't problems with the supply chain, but I don't think that's really anticipated. So I think we will have it, but as you say, we need to have two doses a month apart. So the bigger logistics problem is getting it to people.
And do you think it's more likely that we'll have other vaccines to follow? Maybe better
yes,
ones coming up, you know, later in the year?
To do better than 95% will be hard, but there may be ones that are a little bit easier to transport and administer. The Pfizer one has to be kept specially deep frozen while it's being transported, and that causes extra problems, but it can be done. There are lots and lots of other vaccines in trial. There are vaccines in use in other parts of the world that haven't been through as rigorous safety procedures as we have, but seem to be safe so far from what we know and seem to be effective. So I'm really very optimistic on that front and going forward.
Well, Dr. Nick, give us the heads up on somewhere where we can read that we'll turn into the Bionic Man if we have it, or the facts. What would you suggest we go and look at?
Well, I won't give you the Bionic Man ones, but the BBC websites are very good. And the gov.uk ones are updated regularly. And I would start with, I go to the BBC. The New York Times, interestingly, has a really good section on vaccines. And that's updated all the time. And many of us look at that. So the gov.uk, BBC, and New York Times.
Happy days. That is Dr. Nick Beeching even. We won't be bitching with you at all. You are part of the team at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Thanks for giving us your time this morning on Brekkie on BBC Radio Merseyside. And again, don't start saying, Helen Jones said on BBC Radio Merseyside, if you have it, you turn into, was it Austin Powell? What's his name? Jen, you'll know. What was the... Steve Austin,
the bionic man.
But we're not studying that rumour.
No.
Dr. Nick, have a great Thursday. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Cheerio. Helen Jones.